Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hello and welcome to the Dork Forest. I'm Jackie Cation. The websites, JackieCation.com, DorkForest.com, TheDorkForest.com, FamilyPetAncestry.com. They go to most of the same things all over the place. Feel free to review the show on iTunes if you haven't done so already. Thank you so much. If you need to get a hold of me, it's Jackie at JackieCation.com. Let's do the credits. Patrick Brady fixed this audio. Mike Rickberg composed the opening song, sang with his wife, Sarah Cohen. Mike will sing his words to the Mexican Hat Dance at the end of the program. Vilmos works on the website, JackieCation.com. On the website, JackieCation.com, there's links to this podcast and my comedy podcast with Lori Kilmartin, The Jackie and Lori Show. There are links to watch me do stand-up comedy. My calendar is on there where I'm performing. If you want to support the show, there's merch at JackieCation.com if you want a Dork Forest t-shirt, if you want a stand-up t-shirt, if you want stand-up CDs, there is also a DVD. And the CD and DVD, everything's available streaming. The DVD is streaming on ComedyFilmNerds.com. All of my CDs are available on Amazon and iTunes and Pandora and Spotify and YouTube if you just want to listen to them before you buy them. If you want to support the Dork Forest, there's a couple of different ways. You may PayPal me a donation. That's right. You could also Venmo me a donation just at my email address. You can support the show in a lot of different ways. You can get merch. You can donate directly. That button is available at JackieCation.com or DorkForest.com, and I appreciate any support that you do. There's premium episodes that you can listen to. If you've run through all of the ones that are sort of archived in Blog Talk and then the almost 500 episodes on Libsyn and iTunes right now, and you need more Dork Forest, you can go to thedorkforest.bandcamp.com. There's probably a dozen live episodes. There's a couple of free things as well, and there's a story time album, which is me telling a couple of stories. Everything's like a buck or $2 or free. Let's get into the show. Hey, it's Jackie Cation. I'm in my living room with Casey Conley.
Hi.
Stand-up comic, Los Angelino, so far, but not originally.
No. But I've been here almost 10 years, so.
Oh, that seems plenty.
I should be more comfortable with being called that.
And any minute now, someone's going to give a shit.
All right.
That's my theory. My theory is that people start caring right around 10 years.
Okay.
I've been here, it'll be 21 years.
Wow.
Look how well I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
At least everyone knows who I am.
Hey, I'm in your house that you own.
Right.
Right? I don't own one of those yet.
Exactly. And I did move in and I was sweat equity. So,
ooh.
And then I married him and then now it's half mine. So he's a delight. So welcome to my home in Van Nuys.
Thanks for having
me. Very glamorous. That house next to me is going to be for sale. So that might be attainable. No? You and the wife?
We would love to. We looked, actually, like 2 years ago, we got real serious about looking and then realized we could afford about 800 square feet.
This is
for about $450,000.
966 square feet,
yeah.
350,000.
Yeah.
That's what we spent on it. And then for a long time, it was worth a lot less than that.
Yeah.
And now I think it's worth that again.
It might be more.
It might be. But we're never moving. So Andy will occasionally look. I have never cared.
You're like, that's cute.
That's adorable. I'm planning on dying here. I don't know what you're doing.
Right over there.
Right.
There's a casket, actually.
Exactly. They're going to bury me in the backyard like Tiberius.
Rest in peace.
Yes,
rest in peace.
Very sad.
I saw when Carmen Morales used to babysit, lizard
sit. Yeah.
Reptile sit.
She actually changed Tiberius's life about 2 years ago because she would come out every day, let him out for like 5 hours. We used to let him out for like twice a week.
And, oh, wow.
She would let him out for like 5 hours, just sit in the back, work on her laptop.
Yeah.
In our backyard. And so when we came back from this vacation, or I think I was working somewhere, I forget where, but we had moved his kennel out into the yard because we didn't know if she'd be coming by every day or staying every day. And she stayed every day and let him out every day. So when we didn't let him out one day, he dug his way out. He's like, no, no.
Oh my gosh, he underground railroaded that.
Yeah, he's like, I'm leaving.
I have rights.
I have rights. I'm getting the hell out of this chicken coop, and, which is what it is. Anyway.
Casey, was she run? I hope she was runner set on them too, just doing like.
Oh, I hope. I hope she was just like. I got 10 minutes. I got to run by you just real quick. It's so Casey Connolly. .com is where your website is.
That's
and
the
people
one.
Can watch you do
Please
stand-up.
Visit it. I change. I'm always tinkering with stuff on that thing, and I'm wondering if people go to it.
Okay. KayCeeConlee .com. So, and it'll be in the notes. And at Casey Foshow.
Love K-A-Y- making people say that.
CeeFoSHO. Because there's nothing like really of an African-American vernacular coming from this 53-year-old lady.
I was, you know, how old was I when I made my first handle for something?
And
I
just would have been 16, probably.
Yeah, I'm nothing if not a brander. You know what I mean? I just stuck with it. In fact, to the point where I have a... I went on Pinterest when I was getting married like 2 or 3 years ago because that's how you plan a wedding.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. You just have to get an account.
I did not know.
So I went on there and I'm like, you know, setting up my account and I go to be Casey Foshow, as you do. Mm-hmm. Account taken. Username taken. And I was like, this is an outrage. Who would ever want to be Casey?
First of all, who's named their kid Casey? K-A-Y-C-E-E.
Right? That's unique enough. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then someone wants to be Foshow? No, I'm Casey Foshow. I was so outraged. I was like, all right, well, I guess, you know, I guess I'll go in here and do what I have to do. And then it turns out, my email's used. Oh, that's weird. Oh, this Casey Foshow is me from so long ago.
You have not been back to Pinterest.
I didn't remember I made an account.
Oh, I've done that, though. I've been all of a sudden I'm like, really? And granted, Jaycation is.
Yeah, that's.
It's always Cation. But I do. I have a niece named Jessica. I have a nephew named Josiah, a nephew that's named John. I have, there are plenty of Jaycations in the world, so I don't know what I was thinking. But anyway.
Yeah, so it turns out I was infuriated by my former self.
Exactly. So you do stand-up comedy. Where'd you come from?
I moved out here from just outside Orlando.
Okay.
I usually stick with being a Floridian. That gets a good look.
That gets a very...
I usually have to apologize after.
Right, you're just like, what's happening? Are there sinkholes? Mm-hmm. Have you heard Erin Foley's bit about sinkholes?
No.
Oh, she's got a great Florida sinkhole bit. Anyway.
I got a hurricane bit.
You got a hurricane bit?
Naturally.
Well, naturally.
Disasterly?
Naturally, disasterly.
Yes. I have a hurricane bit. I got an alligator bit.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, you got Florida bits.
Yeah, I got some Florida bits and pieces.
All right. And outside of Orlando, have you been to the Harry Potter world?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Had to go, like, immediately. Wife, huge fan. She's
huge.
A big Potter. She's a Hufflepuff.
Oh, I'm a Gryffindor Hufflepuff rising. Because I've made that up.
But like moon signs now.
Because here's what happened is when she first set up Pottermore, I took the test. Right. I was a Gryffindor.
That's the test.
That was the test.
People will play around on like a BuzzFeed or something.
Sure.
But it's Pottermore.
But it's Pottermore is where the test happens. I take the test. I'm a Gryffindor. I buy all Gryffindor stuff.
Oh, you dove in.
I dove in. I have Gryffindor. I have things.
Right.
I have a tie.
Ooh, that's very nice.
I have a man's tie. I have like Hermione wears. And
very nice.
I have a scarf. I have, I got a lot of things. I got gloves.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I have a lot of Gryffindor stuff. They fiddle with the algorithm. And I'm like, what?
No.
So I take it again. I'm Hufflepuff. I'm like,
can you believe this shit?
It turns out, and Cedric Diggory, a very brave Hufflepuff, obviously.
Wife's favorite Hufflepuff, Tonks.
Oh, likes Tonks a lot.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
all
likes Tonks.
Give me some backstory. I'm blurry on Tonks.
Tonks is the wife of Remus. Remus is the werewolf.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't, you know.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. Yeah.
It was unrequited for a long time because she was like, I don't understand why we're not together. And he's like, I'm a werewolf. And she's like, stop
all that,
talking.
You know, you have to wait for the men
Just
sometimes.
Live in the moment.
I don't
live
know exactly how that works, but.
You got to wait
but
for
I understand.
Love. Sometimes you got to wait for love. I didn't.
There's a lot of unrequited
love. They had to wait
love.
For me.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, for me to actually figure out that I wanted to be in love, I think, was part of it. And
good for you.
Sure. I was like, I had to decide that
Play
I
Play hard to get.
Yeah, it wasn't. I wasn't playing. I was literally hard to get. I was difficult to find. I was busy doing other things, and they weren't. Most of them weren't attractive, but I got it together. I got online. I was like,
"You got online? That's how you guys met?
That's how we met."
Oh, I didn't know.
I love the clarity of intent.
What? What website? What was the?
This back in the day.
Right. So what was it? Do you remember?
Like, well,
was
it was
platform.
The Onion.
You were like in the message boards, like in the threads?
Well, so, no, on the right-hand side of the onion. I've told the story before. Hi, Rangers. On the right-hand side of the onion, when you go to read the onion, there was, and there isn't anymore, sort of a match.com kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was through the onion. It was not.
It turns out
it was an ad that was an umbrella, but you filled it out right there. It wasn't like it was integrated into the onion. Andy did it from nerve.com, but it was also available through, it was like a salon.
Common interests.
LA Weekly.
Okay. Maybe not that common.
Well, I mean, it was like a giant umbrella thing. I thought he was with the onion too, and he was not. It took him 3 months to tell me it was Nerve. And I said, what is
the Nerve?
It was the Nerve. Cause I said, what is nerve.com? He said, it's slightly porny.
And
I said,
great.
What? He said, softcore porny. And I said, I did the onion because I thought at least someone would be a fan of the onion.
Right. Like, and there's a common interest right from the get-go.
Right there. And it turns out he does like the onion because he's not an animal. He's not a monster.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
There's
always a layer you can get into.
Yes.
Onion.
Because they've got something going for you. Anyway. Now that we know each other.
A dating website before I came out of the closet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Christian Mingle.
You were on Christian Mingle until like, I'm going to.
And then I came out. Yeah. I bought 6 months. You get a 6 month membership. And then I was just, you can't change that profile. You can't say.
Oh, by the way, Christian Mingle doesn't want.
No women seeking women.
There's no women seeking women on Christian Mingle.
On the Lord's domain, as the joke goes.
The Lord's domain are full of really, really judgmental Christians.
Yeah.
Which is too bad. But if you want to find your judgmental Christian mate, I guess that's the place to go.
Good start.
That's an excellent start. What a bunch of banana heads.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm glad you found where. So where did you find your wife?
We actually knew each other when we were kids.
You grew up together, kind of?
Yeah, kind of. So when we were in elementary school, we went to the same elementary school, and we played softball together because you have to.
Right.
And
right, because you're
as
children.
You do. Right. Tiny lesbians, you have to.
Oh, and as tiny lesbians, you also have to play softball.
Yeah. So we met each other then, and then her family moved away. And she grew up separate, and then we got reacquainted later with Facebook helped, and then.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, all that, you know, started dating long distance and dragged her out here.
Where did she move to?
She grew up in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Well, she bounced around a little bit, I think, like Jacksonville, Florida and stuff, but eventually the formative years. North Carolina.
We're in Raleigh? And Raleigh's actually not a bad... I mean, I don't know what it was like 15 years ago, probably.
Well, that's what she tells people. But the town as she was grew up in is Fuquay Varina.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's like, I say Orlando, but I'm from Longwood.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to go with what you know.
I say Milwaukee, and it's not Milwaukee.
No.
So it's South Milwaukee, which is... and then it takes a long explanation of how it's a different... It's dumb. Anyway,
you've been saying it for 21 years.
Exactly. So... Because before that I lived in Minneapolis. But I did live in Minneapolis.
That one was real.
So that was real. So But I want to talk to you about, because your dorkdom made me laugh so hard. You're like, well, I like to clean things, like my apartment, my house.
No, I really like to clean things.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I like getting into the specific, like you don't just clean things with the same stuff. Like you have to get the product and the
and the
materials and the supplies that are like specific to what you are cleaning.
You have been, you do enjoy branding. You have been sold a bill of goods as far as like Murphy soap is for floors.
No, it's.
How does it go? What is it?
Well, the other thing is, I would have way more if it weren't for the fact that I'm married. Like, she keeps me in check. I wanted a Dyson vacuum for Christmas last year. And she said she's not going to spend that much
$1,200
money, right, on a vacuum. And I was like, but babe, this is like for you too. Like,
just think how clean the carpets will be.
Which is even funnier because we have one 5x7 area rug.
You have an area rug.
We have
one
5x7 area rug.
And you wanted a Dyson.
The rest is laminate or tile.
Yeah. I got to be on her side for a second, even though it is Christmas and it is something you wanted.
Okay, so the thing is, though, the Dyson isn't just for, like, they're so versatile. It's not just.
Are they?
Yes, it's
Tell
not just
more.
About, like, that's the point. And also, we have a dog.
Oh, is it a floor system?
The Dyson? Listen, if you get the right Dyson.
Yeah.
If you get the right vacuum, I don't want to just sit here and support. I have a Hoover, whatever. It's not a big deal.
Very nice. Not a big deal.
Yeah. I love the Lee pipes to JNCOs if you're a 12-year-old me. I had the Lee pipes too. I never got to afford JNCOs. Those were like the cool jeans.
Oh, those are jeans. A jean analogy? Well played.
It popped in there.
It's a,
I love it. Anyway, yeah. So it's like, you know, Hoover's fine. It's not like I'm working with like a, you know, Kroger brand here.
Oh, right, right. You know it's not a generic.
It's fine.
The Hoover's a lovely.
There's nothing. Exactly. It's a president, you know, whatever.
Sure. Herbert Hoover was not a president.
No? Okay.
No.
This isn't a history podcast. Okay. I'm into cleaning, remember?
That's right. What just happened? I was like, I remember.
You did take a minute. I'm going to stand by that.
Exactly. Do stand by it. It's, and then. Somebody...
Anyway. So the Hoover is fine, but the point, and it does an okay job. We can review the vacuum later if you want to get into it.
Sure.
But because I'm not super pleased with it and it is somewhat new.
Okay.
But, you know, I couldn't get the Dyson. It was cheaper. It was
right.
on sale. But the point is the Dyson, you can get the kinds that are like good for going from hardwood to rugs.
Oh, okay.
And the main point of the vacuum is not even the floor at all. It's our couch. And because I have a dog, we have a dog that's rather fluffy.
You have a fluffy adorable. Dog? What kind of dog?
He's an Aussie Shepherd mix. He's,
okay.
you know, a mutt rescue type deal, but he's real fluffy.
Nice.
Very cute. And if he wasn't, I probably wouldn't tolerate the amount of fur.
Well, and it's one of the, it's the saving grace of children and animals.
Right.
Is that we are,
fluffy?
We find them adorable.
Yeah.
And,
well,
so, yes.
I'm talking about, we'll stick with dogs for now. I got a couple of nephews and then a niece that are cute, but that's,
Yeah, that's fine.
Anyway, so he has, his fur is tan and kind of like a tannish brown.
Okay.
And it goes around the house. I can't even think of the word because I'm thinking of the other word we use. Well, my friend's dog, who's white, we call them snowdrifts.
Okay.
When they're floating about.
Oh, right.
Oh, and then in our house,
like
they're tumbleweeds. That's what
there
it
you
is.
Go.
Yeah. So they're tumbleweeds in our house. Right.
Yes.
Exactly. And they're, anyway, so I have to, I vacuum the couch at least once a week.
Okay.
To keep his tumbleweeds at bay.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I used to have this, it's like basically a scraper.
Mm-hmm.
They call it like a furator.
Okay.
The furminator.
Sort of like a lint?
The furminator. Yeah. But
okay.
It's like, it's like to terminate fur.
Okay.
Very clever title.
That is a very clever title. And how does it do it? Is it like a brush?
It's basically like a brush that works with the microfiber type of couch. So it's like you just run it along and it picks it up fast.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Imagine like a really nice lint remover, essentially. Yeah.
Exactly.
But the problem is we got these new couches not too long ago and it didn't like the new material. We have like a cloth thing going instead of a microfiber, whatever. Who knew? It was going to disagree with my Furminator.
Right. Who knew that you had to bring the Furminator to the couch store?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I had, to be honest. There were plenty of other options.
Sure. Right.
We actually gave the Furminator to a friend of ours.
Who has microfiber?
The Snowdrift friend.
Yeah. Okay.
So they're enjoying the love of a Furminator. And now I've got a vacuum.
Okay.
Back to old school.
Now, what kind of Hoover do you have?
I have, it's a wind tunnel too. And it's called like the House Rewind.
Can you see the dirt?
You can see.
It's one of those.
It's a clear. Yeah, you can see it, and
it's
you know
a
what?
Sense it's, of accomplishment.
It is.
It's got, that's why they did it,
right? And it has. I bought it because it has the settings for like tile and like hardwood versus rug.
Okay.
Carpet.
Okay.
High pile, if you will.
Okay.
It's like a matter of the brush roll coming out.
Now look at our. This is our area rug. We
right.
bought it. Andy wanted to get it because it was this this tan color. It is now kind of mud colored. Because it's gross. And we have had it cleaned. We've tried to clean it. It will not go. It was sort of more of a golden.
This is actually like kind of a trend right now. These like worn in looking thing though. If you go to like a, what's it called? That fancy new one.
Living
Cost Plus World Market.
Oh yeah. Okay.
They have these like honestly looking just like this. Like
yeah.
It almost looks like you bought it like aged, vintaged on purpose.
No. We're living our lives, it turns out.
Just living
and,
on it.
Yeah, yeah. And Andy would like it to be as shiny as it was when it first happened.
Maybe
but
you could sell this.
We could. Well, and because I wanted to get, you see how like our roller mats?
Yes.
Those are plastic.
Okay.
Because this is the office, right?
Right,
this
right,
is
right.
Our
That's
home
office,
office over there.
Mm-hmm.
And we get our
cubicles. Those
are plastic,
but they look...
They look like iron rugs.
Yeah.
And
they hold their color and sheen, I'm sure.
Right. And I don't want that as...
In the living room?
In the living room. I mean, because obviously...
You have to separate.
I'm not a monster. Because I want a nice... Because my grandmother had oriental rugs. And I don't know...
Those
she
are what's like so in right now.
Well, and we have that rug sweeper over in that corner.
Yes.
See that?
Yes.
So, like...
The dust forming around it, I can see you use it.
All the time. This house is a disaster at every level. Do you know someone who cleans for a living? Anyone who would want to make a couple $100?
I'm sure there's, I mean, my wife tried to surprise me once with a Groupon.
Oh, right.
For a service.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
my parents were coming into town and I always go real crazy.
Yeah.
Because I don't even know if they know this. I'm going to tell them now when they listen to this.
Sure.
But
supportive of them to listen to you on a podcast.
Oh yeah, big fans. That retired nice. Folks back Aww, in Florida. Oh, I love
on.
It. They
That's
eat it
adorable.
Up.
They eat it up.
Sandy and David, hello.
Hi.
Love you, mom and dad.
Casey's mom and dad.
The Smiths. I was a Smith before I was a Conley.
Oh, fair enough.
Anyway, what was I? Train of thought.
You got a Groupon.
Oh yeah, that my parents were coming to visit, and there was a visit not to early years when I moved here, that my dad, being 6 foot,
yep,
commented on the top of the refrigerator not being
oh god
very clean. Well, I can't see.
No,
I don't ever see
you?
It.
Why would you see you? It's not an issue.
Yeah, so that stung because
yeah.
you know you want to impress
that
the
burned
folks.
A little bit,
right?
Yeah.
And then I feel like another trip later, maybe a year later, there was a comment about the fans.
Oh my god!
And you know,
so she got you the Groupon.
Yeah, so she got me the Groupon because she knows I go crazy.
Yeah,
when they come, it's like that's when I deep clean,
mm-hmm.
and I'll take a whole day and just go to town.
Right.
So she got me this Groupon that she was like, you know, let them do the work. You don't have to stress out about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's so sweet. And the guy came and he was real nice and he did a fine job and I tipped him and I let him leave and then I cleaned.
Right. Well, and here's the thing is I wouldn't mind. Yeah. I mean, that's the whole
and,
thing.
And it was basically like, okay, on my list of to-dos, you checked off a few. There's a few things I'm going to have to go back and do.
Right.
It wasn't really as thorough as I needed.
Right. And,
but
you did things that I didn't necessarily, now I don't have to do them.
Right. Like, I'm not going to go back and clean the sink.
Right.
But I did go back and do the couches.
Okay, yeah.
And like, but you know, so it was like, oh, that's a nice thought. It did like kind of check off a few boxes. But as far as the...
I have talked about moving everything out of this house, cleaning it, and then moving everything back in. Because it, first of all, see that corner right there? That's all stuff for Goodwill.
Oh.
That I wish would, some. There was. I wish they would call. It's a rescue mission that calls us,
oh, okay.
like every 3 months.
I was going to say, you can just go.
Right. I could just fucking take
just
that
take
stuff
it.
And send it on the arches there.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I have not. And because they call, they usually call every
yeah,
month
Yeah, you
or
want
so.
Them to do, the, but now
and
that you've got a pile.
For 3 months.
Of course not.
I'm like, I loathe you. And our neighbor passed away. And so there was a veterans a clothing place, like this
oh,
truck.
Came
and I almost ran and chased him down. I was like, take our crap.
Yeah, you've got some back braces on, I see. Good for
yeah,
lifting. I've got some things you can lift.
Right, just a couple of boxes of nonsense. Please
yeah.
take this. Yeah, so anyway, before you leave, feel free to look through if you need a roasting pan.
You're trying
pan
to pawn your junk off on me now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you need a roasting pan, I got an extra H4. Which
any
is,
cleaning supplies in there? Those I'm into.
Now, I want to hear about that, too. Now, what do you go with?
It depends on the furniture. Like, we just got, like I mentioned, the new furniture. I used to just go with, like, I loved a lemon pledge.
Okay.
For, like, a dusting. So
yeah.
that's dusting most furniture. You need a nice lemon pledge for,
well,
like, your wood, for
you...
mica, all that kind of stuff.
So does it make it last longer? Is that why you
yeah,
like
and
it?
Yeah, and so typically when you dust, like, you're going to wipe it down and the dust is going to get kicked up. It's going to settle right back.
Yeah.
Where you just wiped it.
Yeah.
So the pledge sort of like protects that. So it keeps it shiny. It's going to like, it's almost like using Rain-X for your windshield on your car.
Okay.
And it's going to like, it's going to deflect
it's gonna
it. It's
going to do some wicking?
Yes, exactly. It's going to wick. So I like the way it smells. I like the way it looks. I've always
okay.
been a big fan of the pledge. But we got this new furniture from Living Spaces, as a matter
yep,
of fact, up here in Van Nuys.
Mm-hmm.
And the style, it's supposed to be like, it's sort of like a, I don't know, my wife would know the name of it, like a warehousey farmhouse, I think.
Oh, there you go.
And it's, so it's not a smooth top. So when I try to pledge that, my
yeah.
paper towel or rag will get like stuck.
Oh,
it's not a smooth finish.
Right,
so
right.
I've gone to, I'll probably pledge once a month.
Okay.
But now in between I do a Swiffer duster.
Okay.
Because it doesn't stick. You know what I mean? It's just a quick once over.
Wait, is it like a feather duster or is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so the Swiffer duster is like a handheld
yeah.
duster and it has a little guy. And, yeah, and it extends out. It's great for fans,
mm-hmm,
mom and dad,
mm-hmm.
that, now that I do that every time they come over.
Right. So that
it,
you
like,
don't have to hear it.
Stuff. Yeah.
Oh, does it?
It's a hard to reach area, great for floorboards, all that stuff.
Interesting.
But it's also, you can just keep it short and just do furniture.
Okay.
Or like shelving, bookshelves, all
is
that
it,
stuff.
Do you buy those attachable, those
the,
disposable thingy
yes,
bobs
the,
that go on top
the
of them?
The dusters themselves.
Yeah.
Are disposable, yeah.
Okay.
But I'll like, you know, I can reuse them in between. If there's if they're not real heavy, I'm not going to toss it just because I used it.
Right.
I'm not a psychopath.
Well, no, I use
or rich.
I have I have a Swiffer that my old roommate gave me, and so I will
the regular
use
floor
or floor Swiffer.
Yeah, yeah.
So you use the wet one,
mm-hmm.
and then you
Love
use
it.
The dry one. Or
Love
wait,
it.
Use the dry one, then
dry
use
one,
the
then
wet one.
One. Yeah.
Right. And so and she was telling me use the dry one, and then you flip it over and use the other side
yes.
of the dry one.
Oh, not enough people realize that you can
both sides.
Yes.
It will.
I wouldn't
pick
say
up
it will
also,
double your square footage, but it's like 150%.
Yeah, 50% more.
Yeah.
It doesn't do – it does,
no,
because the other
double.
Side doesn't work as well as the first side for some reason.
Yes.
But
well,
it does work.
Because when it first comes out of that box and it's real wet,
mm-hmm.
That's when it's the most like potent.
Oh, right, right.
But then by the time you've flipped, it's lost some of its moisture. Like
right.
I try – one of my best pro tips is when you're taking out the Swiffer wet and you're loading it onto the Swiffer.
Yeah.
Let it drip on the areas of the floor. Like walk around your kitchen that it's dripping
yeah.
on the areas you're going to clean.
Yeah.
Because then it's extra moisture later in the water. I'm telling you.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. No, it's a great pro tip.
Yeah.
And honestly, even people, there's like that little green part that's like
yeah.
the scrubber.
Yeah.
Rarely do I use it. I don't think it's that effective.
No.
But I think it's actually more effective when it's on the other side.
Because it holds on better.
Yeah. And it's just that little extra green, but there's cloth over it.
Yeah.
Like when you flip it. That's, I think, to me, the best scrubby part.
That is the best scrubby part. I am with you entirely.
I only Swiffer wet between mops, though. I don't think Swiffer wet is an effective actual cleaning technique. It's like
no.
a quick, I got people coming over.
Right.
Let me just
I tend to
wipe this down.
When I do a Swiffer dry, Swiffer wet situation, I say out loud, I'm doing a half-assed job on the floor, but it's better than it was.
Yes. No, I think a true clean is...
Hands and knees.
Oh,
I do
well,
hands and knees.
I have a mop that's. I do hands and knees when I'm getting the grout. That's what,
okay.
when I'm really trying to go out. But usually, I think I have a mop, like a regular old pine saw in the bucket mop.
Like the strands?
It's a squeegee type.
One.
It's a squeegee type. One side's a hard bristle brush.
Right.
The other side's a sponge. Mm-hmm. And that's just for the kitchen and the bathroom, though.
Okay.
Because you can't use that kind of thing on laminate. You shouldn't even use the Swiffer wet on laminate, to be honest with you, because it leaves streaks.
Well, do you see
our laminate's too cheap.
Our kitchen floor?
Mm-hmm.
Andy designed that. And it is a tile that... that essentially belongs in like a Target.
Right. So it looks very industrial.
It's industrial tile because he wants to redo the kitchen, but he wants to blow it out and make it big enough so people could actually sit in it if we had guests. Because this is a very small house right now.
You keep talking about how small it is. You need to get over that complex. You have a house.
No. I love this fucking house and
good.
I don't want to do anything to it. The only thing I want, we painted, when we moved in,
You got an accent wall. Yeah, it's great.
That's the only thing we did for 12 years.
That's all you need.
And
I have a red accent wall in our house.
Oh, there you go. It's I don't even know if accent walls are still in.
Oh, well, they're still in my home. So.
Exactly. There you go. And so, but he's wanted to do things. Like
right.
we got new windows, which is actually saved on the
oh, electricity.
And, yeah.
True.
On the AC bill. And he put this, there's an overhang over there
mm-hmm.
that he's growing a bougainvillea so that it'll block the sun eventually.
Oh, nice.
He's got a plan.
I find... most of marriage is just listening and supporting those ideas, and only like
yeah.
a quarter of them are going to come to fruition.
Right. And
so you don't have to be on board with it.
No,
until
and I
much
don't
later.
Care. If he's willing
yeah.
to do it,
right.
Just
as long as it doesn't inconvenience you. Like, you
completely.
Don't want to be having to move out or something for temporary.
Like, he's like, you want to move everything out of this house and clean? I applaud that. Knock yourself. Do I have to do it?
No,
you do not.
Perfect.
So. Perfect.
Yeah.
Not even an issue then. So I have not done it, but I don't have 2 minutes to rub together. So.
Yeah. I do like there's something important in that the best cleaning is done by actually moving things out because
yes.
everything in between is basically just, keeping things alive. It's sort of like you're in between, you're half ass. Because it's the best
right.
cleaning is moving stuff out.
Yep.
But yeah, that doesn't happen quite as often, even for me. I have sort of like a list and it's on paper somewhere, actually. I think it's in one of my notes on my phone.
Yes.
But it's a list of like what I like to clean once a week is like in my brain. And I know those are the
right.
things I like to. It actually helps
what
me
do you like
a lot.
What do you like to clean every
week?
I love a
quick Swiffer, a bathroom wipe down, you
yep.
know, the counters, the sinks, the shower tub. Yeah, the mirrors get, for some reason, I don't think either of us can brush our teeth without flecking onto the mirror.
Right, right. Yeah. I don't understand it. Yeah.
So those kinds of things are weekly, easily.
Yeah.
But then there's like
bathroom
stuff that you
kitchen,
clean a month,
sure.
every, once a month. There's every other month.
What are you doing every month? What are you doing every other month? What?
Every month would be like wipe down the range, the stove
okay.
cover.
Okay.
Every other month would be like the top of the refrigerator.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Every 3 months or 6 months might be pull out the fridge, pull out the oven, get back there where wow. you know there's some every time
every
you wipe,
6 months,
when you wipe off your kitchen counter and yeah. you're like, oh, there's some crumbs that just went in between
yeah.
the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah. It's
but it's sitting there.
Yes.
And so
is.
A little part of me is like, there's a Cheez-It back there.
I don't want to live like this.
No, I can't.
Yeah. I will occasionally say out loud, we live in squalor. Could we not live in squalor? And
well, that's, and to this point, we've lived in our place now for going on almost like 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
Before that, I moved like every year, you know, like from college to first job to moving to LA. You can't decide where you want to live. You're
right.
So every year becomes your big clean out.
The big clean.
Because, and so your
because
place
somebody
pretty
else.
Clean.
Yeah.
Because you're moving.
Right.
And then, like I said, we've been in our current place for a couple of years, 4 or 5 years now. So I've gotten into like, okay, there's real cleaning that needs to happen.
About 4 or 5 years ago, I asked a friend of mine if she knew someone who wanted to make like $25 an hour and help me clean my kitchen, pulling all the dishes out
mm-hmm.
and moving everything and doing like a deep clean.
$25 an hour is insane for that. That's so good.
Right. Well, I figured we're going to do it one day.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to take us 4 hours because I'm going to help her.
Right.
It took us 6 hours, and I gave her all the cash I had. It probably ended up being like $50 an hour because I was like, I was so happy with how clean
oh, nice.
My kitchen was.
Yeah. Oh, it's so that's okay. That's a whole other part of the cleaning process we have
right.
to get into is the gratitude and appreciation after.
Yeah.
there's a sequence because I first want to pat myself on the back.
Yes.
And I want to sit. And just like admire my handiwork, right?
Yes.
That's an important factor. Is like, no one else really needs to be around for that. I want to sit, maybe pop open a LaCroix, and just look at what I've done. Like turn on the fan.
I don't mind that at
yeah.
all.
And not even especially if it's the couches. I don't want to sit on the couch because they're so perfect, and pristine, and fluffed.
You want to sit and look at them?
I'm going to sit on the floor and look
and
at them.
Just look at them
and just like
just soak it in for a second.
Oh, I take a deep breath
uh-huh.
and just kind of like, wow, this looks great.
Yeah.
When I do the heavier duty ones, a nice before and after photo will really make me satisfied.
That is awesome.
Like the grout. Oh, nothing's better than when you can see like the gray grout and then you see how white it got.
Yep.
So satisfying.
That's one of the reasons why I was psyched about getting rid of this floor was because we have, it's a 1951 tract house. That's what this house is. And so it had original tiling.
Oh, okay.
And so the grout was gross.
Right.
And there was no way. Like, I mean,
yeah. There's always a point of no return.
Yeah. Like I bleached it. I did these things and then I gave up. So, I mean, I could have kept up. I could have got a toothbrush, could have got in there. Didn't do it. And so I was like, new floor.
Right.
And this floor, it was so beautiful initially. And now it's getting a little scratched up. It's been about a year or so, 2 years maybe.
That's an important part of cleaning to me too, is our bedspread gets gross
yeah.
because of the dog and whatnot.
Right.
So I always feel like we can't have a lighter colored type of theme.
Right.
Not that he's like filthy jumping into our bed, but just
no.
over time. He
right.
doesn't wear shoes, you guys. He walks outside.
He's outside.
And then he's
inside.
And
then he comes in.
Yeah.
Right.
And
he just
and then
brings
he's on the bed.
Sand and grit and
yeah.
he just climbs on things.
So,
yeah.
But that's sometimes I'm just like, I've taken this to the clean, you know, we can't wash it in our washing machine. I have to take
right.
it to like the fancy
mm-hmm.
one. And so sometimes at some point you just gotta be like, it's time for a new one. Babe.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
You know,
we just got a couple of, Andy had some old quilts that his great aunt made that, quilt dork Lisa Allard was like, as a treat for my husband, would you be willing? Because she loves to quilt.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, if we figure out what would be a fair way to do some quilting. But remember, in the quilting episode, people might remember this. Ranger, you might remember this old episode. I remember it because her thing about quilting is she makes quilts. She doesn't make them for beds. She makes them like tapestries, like Scottish
art.
Tapestries.
This is like to hang. Right,
it's
right.
to hang.
To like light
right.
it well and all that.
Beautifully. And I will show you afterwards these quilts. I put them on the Instagram. But she did an amazing job on these quilts. And she's like, so you're just going to put those on the You gonna put those on the beds?
And she's like, please, the sacrilege of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do not lay your face on that.
It turns out we are. We are. We're gonna sleep under them. It's gonna be beautiful. Yeah. There will be a sheet in between because there are oils.
Oh yeah.
We know that there are oils.
Yeah, you're not barbarians. Yeah.
I think that's the theme of this, is that we are not barbarians.
Yeah.
And
truly.
So.
Oh wait. So then the second phase of the gratitude process is I need the pat on the back from my roommate,
from your
who happens
one.
To be my wife.
Yes.
So it's really...
I think we all need that to some extent.
Oh, no, yeah. Well, I'm big time, like my love language, if you will. Mm-hmm. Acts of service, big time. So when I clean, it's for me. It is. But it's also... I mean, she's living in it. So
right.
She gets to... And like,
she gets to reap the benefit.
Yeah. In our relationship, my threshold for what I can handle as far as dirt is about 2 days shy of hers.
Okay.
So I'm always cleaning.
Right.
Because, and she would.
Yep.
If I was like out of town and those 2 days hit, she'd be like, wow, this is dirty. I need to clean.
Yep.
And she would. But I'm always there.
Let me tell you something. Nancy Cation, my stepmother of low 30 years or so, when we moved in together, I said, he doesn't clean as often. I said, I'm going to let you in on something. I said, please do, Nance. And she goes, different people have different dirt thresholds.
Mm-hmm.
And she used the word threshold.
Yeah.
She said, your threshold is if it hits you first, you can't do anything about it. You either have to suck it up and just let it ride out until it hits his threshold or clean it. And she said, there is a third thing where you can ask him to clean.
Right.
And that feels naggy. Because women are bitches.
Yeah.
And she did not say that. But it feels
it's not asking him to do the yard or something.
Well, or it feels like, but the thing is it is a real thing that I think I don't want to do it, but he doesn't care. Like if I say, hey, can you clean the bathroom? I don't want to. But I would like it to be clean. He will say, yes. And then in the next 12 hours, not immediately.
No, that is
a bit of a pity because I would kind
it's
of like
a perfect system.
The system flaws, it balks a little bit. Because I was raised with the someone tells me to do something or asks me to do something, do it right now.
Same.
Take out the garbage means take out the garbage now.
Yeah, not it when it's
mean,
overflowing.
Right. Not in an hour when you're done with the one thing you're doing. Do the as the next thing. Put down the thing. I'm sorry. Put down the thing you're doing. Go do that thing and then do the thing you were doing again. That's how I was raised. That's not how he was raised. He was raised by more polite people who were like, I'm going to need you to take out the garbage. And he would say, okay. And then he would finish doing whatever he was doing and then go. And he wouldn't forget, which is also
weird. That would be my issue, too.
Because that as children – you forget.
I will 100% forget.
I will 100% forget.
I have to write everything down.
I'm surprised that he doesn't. So when I have, when I ask him, when I say, will you do the dishes? And he says, yes, I will. And then he walks out of the kitchen into
like,
this room.
Wait, the dishes are actually in here?
We're keeping the sink and the dishes in the kitchen now. And he'll be like, yeah, I just have to do one thing on the computer. And then an hour and a half goes by.
And you're like stewing?
Yeah. And then I start doing the dishes.
Oh.
And then he says, I would have done the dishes. And I said, no, I know it. And so we talk about it. It doesn't ever, there's no recrimination or anything.
No.
And
that's good. You talk about it. Communication.
Right. Because Chinese water torture, plink, 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 could cause arguments. And so we do discuss.
And
threshold is important. Though.
Exactly. My wife is very complimentary. She knows that I need the gratitude.
You need the feedback.
She, I think, has gotten to the point in our relationship where she maybe not, won't notice that it's cleaner, but she'll smell or she'll see me kind of like stand proudly when she walks in the door.
Like she'll look around.
Sort of hands on the hips like, you notice anything different?
What do you think of my hair?
And then she's like, absolutely not. But I know this stance. I know this is the cleaning stance.
This is...
Yeah. So she's gotten to the... She's like, oh, did you clean, babe? It looks so nice in here. And that's all I need.
That, quite honestly, it is all you need.
And she'll... If I'm doing it while she's home, she'll offer to help. She always is like, what can I do? And I don't know. In the beginning, I thought it was just guilt.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, really. Like, I'm doing this because I want to.
Right.
And I like it. And it's relaxing, quite honestly. I put on some tunes.
Yeah. What do you listen to? What's a good cleaning jam?
Oh, well, yesterday I had a sesh and I was real into like the 90s Fierce Females. to me. So I started with like, I was like, Whitney Houston, I want to dance with somebody.
Okay.
I did a little Mariah Carey. I did, Love You Always Forever. I don't remember. It was like something Lewis, Diana.
Okay.
She was like a one hit wonder, I think.
Right. And that was the hit.
But just, yeah, but just a lot of, I was like a power ballad for me singing along.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was yesterday, but it kind of depends on my mood. Sometimes I might be into like, I was real into like the emo punk when I was a teenager, real angsty, holding in all the gayness.
Atmosphere. Do you ever listen to Atmosphere?
No.
That's emo rap. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it was like, All American Rejects.
Okay.
Matchbook Romance.
Okay.
Just the things where they're talking about, like one of the actual lyrics is like, I feel like my eyes are bleeding, but I'm just crying.
Oh.
That's how I felt. That was
well, that does speak to a teen kind of emotion. Because the emotions are
feeling
all there.
Everything. 1,000%.
1,000% with the feels.
Yeah. So sometimes my cleaning playlist will get, you know, a little throwback edition.
Right.
It's just something I can move to, that I can sing to.
Yeah.
And if it's just dishes, sometimes I like a little Jack Johnson, something mellower.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, because I'm just kind of at, yeah. It just depends. Yeah. And, you know, if I'm vacuuming, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I do not like vacuuming. I don't like it. I don't like the noise. Is the noise soothing?
I don't. I think I block it out. I honestly don't even think I hear it. Although I will say, this apartment we're in, vacuuming, my upstairs neighbor vacuums too much.
Okay.
To the point where I'm almost like, I've started to think about how much I vacuum.
Right.
Because I wonder too, like, I haven't ever been up there, but I'm like, I only have this 1 5x7 area rug. I know they remodeled it when we moved in.
Right.
But I can't imagine you've got that much carpet either. Because it sounds like a vacuum on a hard floor.
Okay.
And you don't need to vacuum once a day, every day.
No.
They do have...
Some people like it, though.
They've got... You know, it's a crowded apartment. I think it's the same... We have a two-bedroom. I think they have a two-bedroom, and there's four people.
Okay.
Three adults, one child.
Okay, so it's
I'm
full...
Like, yeah, it's a... I mean, maybe... And I think there's maybe a bird.
Okay.
Yeah, but the bird's outside a lot, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They have an indoor-outdoor bird?
I think it's mostly an outdoor bird.
What kind of bird?
I haven't got... It's upstairs. I don't go up there much.
Right, but not like a parakeet?
I can't see it. It looks green.
Okay.
I think it was
green. Oh, it might be one of those...
it could be like a little...
And do you live east?
Oh, you live in North Hollywood.
So, yeah, you live a little east.
Yeah. It's sometimes it's got a blanket on, but it's usually outside. Mostly outside.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it comes back.
No, in the cage outside. The cage just sits outside.
Oh, okay. So the bird isn't in the house ever, hardly.
I think rarely.
Okay.
If ever, yeah.
Interesting.
But anyway, they vacuum a ton, and it started to like wear on me, and I'm like, I don't. And also, the kid does like we call it the races. There's like a 50-yard dash situation happening.
Kids doing laps
on the I'm like, why do you need to run at full speed?
Well,
on your
how
heels,
old's the kid.
Teach that kid to sprint proper on your toes. Delicate.
Right. How old's the kid?
I would guess 3 or 4. Obsessed with our dog. Super sweet. Super cute.
Yeah.
And, but a little
bad.
I'm like, you got to figure out how to run. Like, use the calves.
Well, and I'll tell you, if you have a toddler, it'd be nice to live on the ground floor.
Oh, true. Well, and we picked the ground floor because we work out in our house. We have the extra room is like our workout bonus room.
Okay.
Work out. We have like a
treadmill-y thing.
Or no, we have it's called Beachbody On Demand. It's like a subscription service to workouts. You're just looking at me like so blank.
I don't know what that is.
So Beachbody is the people that I should come back. There should be another episode.
Well, we got a half an hour.
I can get into that, and there's still more cleaning to be covered.
Right.
But Beachbody On Demand is Beachbody is the owners that put together like the P90X.
Okay, so it's a
fads.
Floor workout. There's no
There's a ton. Oh no, there are some with equipment. We have some equipment.
You have some equipment,
just not like machines. We have like weights.
Okay,
resistance bands, a ball.
Okay,
yeah, the sliders, a yoga mat.
Okay, so there's
we
a lot
recently
of...
just got a bookshelf to hold it all because I was like, this is a mess in the corner. We need to organize this.
Right, well, of course you do. And is it a hardwood in there?
It's laminate. Yeah,
it's a laminate.
But
we're on
the first floor because we knew we didn't want to be jumping around on top of people.
Right. Nice.
Back to cleaning.
Back to cleaning.
I was saying I don't use the Swiffer Wet.
Right.
We're going to jump back. This was like probably 20
please.
Minutes ago. We don't use a Swiffer Wet on the laminate. I use this new product I found. It's called Bona, which I think is a stupid joke. Because Bona for hardwood. Come on. Bona is the name of your cleaning product for your hardwood floors.
Oh, wait,
come on.
Is it a dick joke?
It's got to be.
B-O-N-A?
B-O-N-A is the name of this product.
You know,
and it's for come
this
on.
This has been 30 years I've been doing stand-up comedy. You would think I would get a dick joke when
immediately
it was coming at me.
I didn't know how to explain it. I'm glad you said.
And I just said coming at me with a dick joke. So I am so sorry.
I was like, how do you explain this? It's been a while since I told a dick joke.
Right, right. So what? It's called Bona.
It's called
only
Bona
for hardwood.
It's for floors. We use it for. It's also good for laminate. Obviously,
okay.
I don't have the official hardwood, but
right.
It's just like a. It's a spray. It's in a bottle that looks like a Windex or a 409.
Oh,
and it's a spray that you spray on the floor and you can wipe off with a rag.
Yeah,
they make little extenders for it where it's like a floor mop that you can hook into.
Yeah,
I actually bought the Rubbermaid equivalent, so I use like a little floor. It's like a little mop, but it comes with
squirts out
yes.
of the bottom of the mop. Part?
Exactly. So the Bona brand one can only squirt Bona stuff, like it's made
yeah.
for it. But the one I bought, you can put whatever you want in the little tub.
Oh,
so I actually
it's just an empty receptacle.
Yes,
and then you pour the juice into it.
Well, what I do is I pour about like one third or one fourth Bona to water. I cut it. It doesn't need the full strength.
Doesn't need it.
No, and you're wasting your money.
Exactly. So
yeah, I cut it with some water.
Okay.
Yes. And the other nice thing about the Rubbermaid is that it's little the pad part is mm-hmm. washable.
Oh,
so you just it Velcros on, you fill up your Rubbermaid Tupperware with your product.
Yeah,
and you could use other stuff if you want. I use the Bona with water
yeah.
for our laminate, and then you do your little spray thing around.
Yeah,
and then you can just dump out the Rubbermaid Tupperware and you can clean off the cloth. It just pulls right off.
And
you
dump so
it,
reusable.
You throw it in the washing machine.
So you
yes.
don't keep buying more cloth.
Exactly,
which I. You know, I bought these reusable rags that are just – they're tactile.
Like, yeah.
And
like a microfiber type of thing?
Yeah, like a microfiber thing.
Yeah.
So they're just – they work on the Swiffer.
And just plug them right in there.
Yeah, they just plug them into the holes that make
the
them hold it, the grippy
yeah.
things. And then those are washable.
Yep.
And then I don't have to buy 1,000 pieces of paper and have a landfill full
yeah.
of nonsense.
I started using those for my web series, Clean Comic.
Oh, that's
because,
right.
Because I found
we haven't plugged anything, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I know. Get into it.
Casey Conley, by the way, has a web series called Clean Comic.
Yes.
It's a video web series.
Yes.
Where you clean things.
I am a comedian and I clean various things in my apartment. There was an episode where I cleaned Colby. I just gave the dog a bath.
All right. Have you ever expressed his butt?
Oh, no. But we're fortunate enough that he doesn't need that very often.
Oh, good.
And when he does, we'll just take him to the vet.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a... I didn't
know about that.
I didn't know about it. My wife had the dog. So
okay.
We started dating. It was her dog. Well, now it's both. I'm...
Yes.
Come on.
I'm
just like her.
Tiberius. It's a, no,
it's
no.
It's her dog.
Right.
It's her dog when he does something dumb.
Sure. Now you both have a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So I didn't know about this. And mm-hmm. Colby's never really had an issue with it.
Right.
Until we dog sat a friend of ours' dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why does it keep doing that to its butt?
Oh, scraping along the
yeah,
the
I'm
rug.
Like, this is disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, he needs his anal glands expressed. And I was like, oh, poor thing.
Yeah. And
we're not doing that, right?
No, we don't have to do that, right? We could take those to
yeah,
people.
They're professionals.
It's like getting your cat's nails clipped.
Yeah.
There's someone who'll do that for $15.
Dogs need that too.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
We walk ours outside enough that he kind of trims them himself.
Yeah. They'll knock itself up.
Yeah.
But my in-laws, the moms have two dogs and they're constantly talking about like every 6 months, I got to go get the dog's butts
yeah,
expressed.
But it's good for them.
It's good.
Important.
It's
good
important.
That they're, because some owners don't know
that they have to
yeah.
do that. And so then the dog is scraping along the floor and you're like,
and
no,
you're
you
yelling at the dog for doing that. But really it's just,
the dog needs,
yeah,
yeah.
He needs to be expressed.
Right. There's something happening. And
yeah.
I don't know what they did out in the wild.
They would rub them on like bark of trees because actually rubbing them on the ground in the wild will express them, I would
okay.
imagine.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So, yeah.
Because
you know?
It's rougher.
Yeah.
Than
pun intended?
Rougher.
Dog joke.
Dog joke. And so, yeah. No, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Clean Comic.
So Clean Comic, I started getting, so I go through, every week I clean a different thing and I always try to go over like what supplies I'm using.
Oh, very
you know
nice.
I mean? Maybe one
How
day
many
Windex
episodes
Swiffer
of Clean
can,
Comic are there?
Oh, gosh. I don't, you know, at least... A couple dozen, I would
oh,
imagine.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. I don't number them, which I should, I guess.
Yeah.
Or
count them now.
Apparently, yeah, I haven't
yeah.
counted in a while. Well, it used to be weekly. It's gone to monthly. It's the first Thursday of every month now.
Okay.
Because it was just hard for me to keep up, but I'm trying to get back into doing a weekly.
How do you? Like, how do you film it? Do you have a tripod? And
I'm
an
real tech savvy. I run my own podcast. I run my own web series. I edit it myself. So I have a T3i. I got a little H4n so I can get nice premium sound and can sync them up.
Sure.
And if needed, I have a little light kit, a little pop up light kit. But sometimes if I'm doing it in the daytime, I can just open the blinds and I'm usually pretty well lit.
That's it.
Or I'll be outside. I did a window one where I was outside anyway.
How long are they?
That was fun. The neighbors saw me.
Okay.
I try to keep them under 5 minutes.
Nice.
Nice and neat. Clean that way. But yeah, I just, the one that comes out actually this Thursday, I've got one. That I clean the door, which is an oft overlooked place to clean.
Right. The doorknob, the door jamb.
Yeah.
And like, if you look at my door right there, it so desperately needs to be cleaned.
That is a magic eraser. That's 2 minutes with a magic eraser.
Oh, a magic eraser.
Yeah. So she's pointing at the door right now, which just has some marks from people like closing it behind them and kind of grabbing.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just
with
kind
grubby
of
grubby hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the same thing gets on your light switch from clicking it on and off. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. A little magic eraser. You just run it under a little drip of water. You got to get them a little damp.
Okay.
Moist. Some people don't like that word. I try to say damp.
I don't know why damp is better.
For some reason, it seems to be.
Fair enough.
My wife's one of those people. She doesn't like moist.
She doesn't like the word moist?
No.
All right.
Moist.
She's not listening.
She's like, off.
Done. And
anyway, you just get
clean the door.
A little wet, and then you just wipe it. Literally 2 minutes.
Done.
Wipe it down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you'll get carried away like I do, and you'll just start wiping. You'll see like a scuff on the wall.
Right, you'll just
crazy.
Keep moving.
Yeah.
You'll move away from the door into the wall.
As my wife says, she's gotten carried away again. Because I'll be like, we're going to run up to the store or whatever. I'm like, okay, real fast. Let me just like Swiffer.
Yeah.
Or I'll be like, real fast. And then, 45 minutes later, I'm into something. And she'll like look at the dog and be like, she's doing it again. She's gotten carried away.
Exactly. You've gotten carried away.
But I'm like, but whenever she says it, I'm always like, you want me to get carried away, babe.
Don't you? Do you want to live in squalor? You don't.
No.
You don't.
Sometimes, lately, I've been like, hey, babe, I'm going to shoot a clean comic today. Is there anything you'd like me to clean?
Oh, that is an excellent way, because there might be.
Yeah. I think the last time I did that, she was like, well, for sure she was the one that was like, clean Colby.
Do you see his bookshelf over here?
Yeah.
I want to empty that bookshelf and organize it, but
yes.
he's got action figures, he's got
you probably can't touch.
Right. He doesn't necessarily, if I put them back, actually, he might like that, because I won't pose them correctly, and then he will get to play with them, and that'll be fun for him.
See?
So there you go. Maybe I do that.
Let your threshold kick in.
Yes, exactly. I got my own problem in my area, which is slightly cleaner, but not so.
You know what? It's more organized.
Yeah,
I feel like yours
stacks.
Is neat. Like, yeah, it's all, you know what I mean? Like, his is like,
jammed.
See what you're saying. Right. He's like, well, this is a spot technically.
Yes, exactly.
And you're like, well, but this is smaller, so it should go in front of the bigger thing.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, make the things, like, that's my Harry Potter wand. It's got
nice.
The RFID.
Did you get it at the,
yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's got the thing.
That was one thing I actually need to take. My wife and I have been to both the Orlando and the Hollywood
me
Harry
too.
Potter world.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one thing she wouldn't do is get a wand. And I was like, because they were so expensive and there was like a big line at the time. And I was like, babe, she's like, what am I going to do with it? And I was like, it doesn't matter. Is this important to you? We can dress as some for Halloween.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
We'll dust it. It'll be great.
She does, just to circle back, she does get a little upset because I'm Gryffindor. And she's Hufflepuff. And she's very proud. She's got Hufflepuff sweatpants. She embraces it.
Yes.
But there is a little part of her that's like, why are you always like the cool thing?
Yeah.
Because like I'm like in, you do the Divergent series and all that.
No.
She's like Amity, which is like the hippie Hufflepuff one.
Oh, yeah.
And I always get like, I'm the Dauntless. Like, I'm always the cool one.
Right. Right.
And I'm like, I can't. I'm just answering the quizzes.
I'm just answering the quizzes like you're answering the quizzes.
Yeah.
You're not living a lie.
No.
You're Gryffindor.
Right. You're with the Gryffindor.
How great is it to be with the Dauntless? You're not to be daunted.
Exactly. And, so she embraces her Hufflepuff. There was a video that went like kind of viral not too long ago about like being proud of being a Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
And she was.
Yeah, there's plenty of that actually.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with being a Hufflepuff.
No.
They're not duffers or anything. They're perfectly good.
Yeah. They're very loyal.
Yep.
Right?
I'd rather be a Hufflepuff than a Slytherin. Mm. But if you're a Slytherin, you got to embrace that too.
You
and
do.
And find all the good qualities of that.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you're evil.
Nope. No.
It's like cunning, right? That's one of them.
Yeah. Let's look at Snape.
Yeah.
We could have wished he washed his hair more often, but that's about it.
That's it.
That's all.
I did a, I don't know if you've done this, a cosplay comedy. You know, every show now has to have a theme.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I dressed as Xena.
I dressed as Snape.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I had longer hair and I just sprayed it black. And yep. I had a robe because I was a Hocus Pocus witch, which, like the year before, it's one of the Saracen sisters.
You went as Snape.
And so I did jokes as Severus Snape.
Nice.
It was pretty fun.
When Andy first started teaching, he teaches over at this university techie game design school in Burbank, mm-hmm. NYFA. And the first time he went, he said, "I'm going to dress as Snape." And just for the fun of it, he said nobody cared. So I didn't do it again. So, but he loves it because he gets to talk about game design for 9 hours a week.
Yeah, but wait, nobody cared?
Nobody cared.
That's disappointing. You'd think that's like you're amongst your people, which would be totally embraced.
Right, you would have thought. Nope,
you'd be wrong.
It did not sell. Well, now, what else do you want to talk about? What have you got a list out.
I wrote some notes down because I was... You know,
but let's tell people you also have a podcast called Not From Here.
Oh yeah,
that you do with a person. What's this person's name?
His name's Chris Petlak. He's a great comedian.
He's another comic.
He's a comedian,
excellent.
And we tell fish out of water stories. So
Not From Here.
Yeah, each episode's nice, 30 minutes.
Oh, nice,
nice and tight. We kind of riff at the beginning, and then it's each of us tells a story you felt like you were out of place, like you were not from here.
And so you don't interview people. You just talk to each other.
No, we just talk to each other.
Fair enough.
We thought about having guests on where they would tell a story.
Yeah.
And we did an episode with our wives. So we had my wife Amanda on and his wife Amy on.
Right.
And they told a story.
Right.
As like the guest. And that was fun. And we kind of decided we might do it again.
Right.
But
it's a project, the scheduling. So
well, yeah,
not
it's
to worry.
Also like we have so many stories to tell and we
get
along well.
Yeah, so let that run its course.
Exactly.
How about that?
You're like, yeah. I now keep like a Google Doc where I just put ideas in it as it happens.
Oh, fun.
To keep, and he can't look at it because we want it to be fresh.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, it's fun. So, and we've had people email stories too. So we'll read a guest if there is a guest story.
Right. If there's a slow spot, which is always nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So no, I didn't mean to take you away, but I wanted to plug the Not From Here podcast.
I appreciate it. Yeah. No,
sure.
You don't have to apologize for that.
Oh, no.
Ever.
Never.
Okay. So we didn't really get into my vacuum.
Yeah.
The whole review here. So this Hoover
Let's
Wind Tunnel,
it.
It's like it gets the job done. But mm-hmm. to be honest with you, I was really disappointed with the pet accessories.
Oh.
So it's supposed to have, like, this is a, most of what people buy these vacuums for is, like, all about the pet stuff, right?
Yeah.
You've got dander, you've got whatever.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to come with this, like, power brush roll where it actually, like.
Like a lint roll.
It's like an attachment.
Yeah.
You put it on the hose, and then it is supposed to be, like, super powerful for specifically for pet. It's garbage.
I
used it once to try it out, and I was like, this is worthless.
Yeah.
And I have not taken it off of the little attachment tool thing since.
Uh-huh.
It's terrible. What I've ended up using is just like a regular brush that they have attachment.
Yeah.
And I don't think that necessarily works. It just like it's like brushing my dog.
Right.
And the hair collects in the brush.
And then
I pull it off
brush.
And it gets sucked up. Yeah. I'm just saying, I'm very disappointed.
That is disappointing.
And I told you I can't use my Furminator anymore.
It doesn't work with the couch.
No.
Because
it's a very hands and knees painstaking.
Right. It's more of a labor intensive thing when you had bought a direct item to save you some labor.
100%.
So what would the Dyson have done? Have you tried the Dyson?
From everything I've heard, the sucking power on those things is out of control. I'm sure you've dried your hands on an Airblade.
Yep.
Out of control good.
Okay. It's supposed
to be. Just reverse
that. Instead of blowing, sucking.
It's sucking.
There you go.
Yeah.
Know in your heart.
There are some dick jokes in there.
There's a lot of talk.
So I just heard that they're so powerful, and the one that I want is it's smaller. I live in an apartment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't have a lot of storage room for a big vacuum.
Nope.
So it's a little bit smaller. You know, it just seems like I'm hoping maybe if my wife's listening to this, she'll realize that my struggles. She saw me vacuuming the couch yesterday, and she was like, I didn't realize that's how you vacuum it.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
I gotta lift it up.
What did you think I was doing? Like, and she said she'll surprise me every once in a while, and she'll try it. And like, I vacuumed the couch,
right?
You know, Swiffer, and she's a wonderful woman. But she told me that we have like a handheld one, little handheld guy.
Oh yeah,
and she says that she'll just
Dustbuster.
Yeah, but it's
Dustbusters are lame,
weak, and it's sweet that she does it.
Yep,
and it's really nice.
Yep.
It is not effective.
It is not effective. And I remember when the Dustbuster was invented back in the 90s, my stepmother got one. And she was like, this is going to be the greatest thing ever. And then she's like, this should go straight to hell. Because it is a useless
No.
Piece of equipment.
It works if you spill a bunch of crumbs.
Yeah.
On the rare occasion, you need a quick... But you know what else
works?
Not
that many crumbs.
A little broom and a pan. Yeah. A dustpan. Yep. Work just as well.
Just as good.
And you don't have to go find it. It's already in the kitchen.
Right. You know where it is. It's hanging right there.
Yeah.
Once you sweep.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. I'm totally with you.
But she... Wait, this is really cute, though. She told me yesterday when I was doing this, she was like, I just hand... I do the... And I'm like, oh, that's really sweet. And then she's like, and then I do the same on the rug. And I was like, you use that tiny hand dustbuster on the whole entire rug? She's like, yeah, I just get down on my hands and knees. And I'm like,
is it bigger than this?
Babe, please never clean again.
Is your rug
it's 5x7.
Like
it's about this size.
It's about this size. That's not that long.
It's long enough that you don't need to be hand rolling it. I was like, that's above and beyond.
This
all started because when I was putting away the vacuum, too, it has like the cord retractor. So I just step on it. It's like, zhoop.
Mm-hmm.
Our old one didn't have that.
Oh,
she saw
times.
Me do that and her eyes got all big. She was like, whoa.
Fun.
I know. I was like, you've never taken this out? She's like, that's not what I use to vacuum.
That is not what I use to vacuum. She uses a dustbuster of sorts.
Yeah, but I'm worried after that conversation and that her seeing it retract that she thinks this is a fancy thing.
Oh, right.
And I'm still convinced I need to replace it.
Right, with something like a Dyson or something.
Can you imagine?
I like that. Here's what I like.
I would
like
sleep with
the
that
magic
thing.
Eraser. I like the idea of the Rubbermaid.
You're talking about the
mop?
I think it's called the Reveal.
Rubbermaid Reveal.
I need to. Can you believe that none of these brands have sponsored my web series?
No.
Literally, I put their stuff on screen.
Yeah.
I describe it. Yeah. I even started using the Swiffer restricted symbol.
Yeah.
When I put the name of it on the screen, I'm like, I don't know. Is this an issue? I don't know why they're not getting behind me.
Right. Someone should get involved.
I need to find an agent that can get me some corporate sponsors.
The Dork Forest now has more ads. And I can send you the
please.
Guy. Yeah, I can totally send you the guy.
And they don't even have to give me free stuff. I love their stuff. I'll keep buying it.
Right. You should never say that.
They should send me free stuff. I want some free cleaning products.
Yes. You will like all of the free stuff that you get. I did like that Casper mattress and did not get a mattress. Infuriated.
Yeah. I would be fun. From the bottom of my heart, would be fun. Send me their new stuff.
Oh, right. The testing stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Let me test it. That would be
unboxing.
Fun for me. I would really... I mean, no joke. I would love that. Yeah. Windex is on almost every episode.
Oh, right.
I love Windex.
I like Pine Sol. Andy does not like the smell of Pine Sol.
I love the smell of Pine Sol.
I don't know
You
why.
Can cut that, too, by the way. I hope you're not using that.
No. I totally
you have
cut
to,
that.
You got to cut
that. You
need
a couple of caps of it.
Yeah.
It's intense.
It's variant, but I love it.
But I do love it because it smells like I've cleaned something.
Right.
I think what I like about it.
And it's... I mean, like I said, I notice a difference when I'm actually mopping versus my in-between Swiffer mopping.
Mm-hmm.
That's like I said, tidying up.
It's
type
real.
Of deal.
Yep.
What about I love okay, so Ajax for the sink.
Ajax
are you a Comet or Ajax?
I think he gets Comet.
Yeah, my wife gets Comet. So when she's shopping, it's Comet. If I'm shopping, I get Ajax.
Yeah, well, there's always a difference when we get toothpaste. He'll go a Colgate. I'll go an Arm & Hammer.
Oh, interesting.
I like an Arm & Hammer.
Wait. We don't use the same toothpaste, my wife and I, because of that.
We share a toothpaste.
No, we don't. She has hers, Crest 3D White. I'm a Sensodyne gal. These gums get... And actually, when we travel, they don't have the Sensodyne flavor I like.
Mm-hmm.
So I end up just using her whatever travel. And my teeth hurt.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I can't use this toothpaste. It's painful.
Right. Because you have sensitive teeth.
People think this is a joke, but I'm like, no, Sensodyne's a real thing because
it's actually
the regular
quite
stuff
nice.
Is too industrial strength for these little pearly whites.
Fair enough. Fair.
And she does have dense teeth, my wife. For the
she
record,
has very dense.
Because well, like when we're sipping wine,
has told you
when we're sipping wine, she doesn't. They don't turn.
Oh, red or anything?
They don't.
They don't stain at all.
They're like, I mean, maybe if she had like a ton, but very rarely. And I'm like two glasses in. I got grape teeth. I may as well be drinking Kool-Aid. It's terrible. Mine are very porous.
But you have porous teeth. That's
what hers are dense. I'm convinced. And she's like never really broken a bone. I think it's all of her bones, not just her teeth.
That are very dense.
Yeah. She's Native American. That might have something to do with it. I don't know.
They're a strong people.
They are.
That's, yeah, yeah. No, no.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to end on. We're at an hour.
Love you, babe.
Thanks for coming out. Casey Conley, you guys, has done The Dork Forest. You have listened to it. It's Casey Conley, CONLEE.com. It's at Kacey Faucheux everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, KAYCEEFOSHO. Also on Pinterest. She has a webcomic called Clean Comic and a podcast called Not From Here. And thank you so much for doing the
Absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Sure. And Rangers, you know the rules out there. Take care of each other.
My hat, my hat, my hat. They're dancing around my hat, my hat, my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh my God. Thank you. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?